Why should you watch preseason football? Some people have wondered how good a show it is. I mean, those of us who are kind of attached to it watch a lot of preseason football, and Bills fans watch Buffalo Bills football. But why should you watch preseason football on TV? If you subscribe to the NFL Network, there's a game virtually every night through the early part of the week anyway. But why should you waste your time, spend some time on preseason football? Well, that's the subject of an article written by Kenneth Arthur, who is a contributor to Rolling Stone. He says, it's not TV, it's the NFL. Why you should watch preseason football. Kenneth Arthur joins us live on the line right now. Kenneth, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Why should we watch preseason football? A lot of people think it's meaningless exhibition games. What do you think, Kenneth?
Well, I can't argue with the fact that it is meaningless exhibition games and the results don't matter. But, you know, in my opinion, television is it's at an all-time high right now in terms of the quality of TV that they're putting out there. However, most of those seasons are down. People still want to watch TV. I think that, you know, NFL preseason, it's got some of that drama that, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, are almost 40% of these guys are going to be cut. You know, these guys are playing for their lives. You get to see some guys that you will not get the chance to see during the regular season. So that's maybe your one chance to take a look at Jeff Toole or something like that. So take advantage while you can, I think.
Yeah, I get that. I've often said that pro football, even preseason version of pro football, is without a doubt the best reality TV. I mean, there's real life drama on there every night, every game. 32 teams.
If you're talking, there's only one NFL, and then you get there are other people trying to compete with like the Arena Football League, Canadian Football League, and really preseason football. Even though, you know, you didn't get, like this last week, you're not going to get Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, you know, Drew Brees, a lot of these big names sitting out. It's still a much better product. If you just want to watch a football game, it's a much better, it's this next closest thing you can get to an NFL game. And it's not just because some of these guys are, you know, great athletes. I mean, they're all amazing athletes. But you're not going to get a lot of the big names. And no, the results don't matter. But a lot of people would say that the results of a CFL game don't matter either.
Yeah.
And that's maybe just, you know, that's harsh, but it's the NFL, and, you know, hopefully at this point, you know, and weeks two and three, you're going to get a lot of starters playing. You know, four is sort of a lull again, but again, when you get into week four, that's some guys literally playing for their NFL lives. It's going to be their last chance.
From reading, Ken, I'm sorry to interrupt. From reading your piece in Rolling Stone, it sounds like you watch a lot of TV, right? I mean, you said this is a like a golden age of good television right now.
Oh yeah, I'm obsessed, and I managed to fit in a lot of football and a lot of television, and you know, I'm single and then chose. So, you know, I get plenty of time to just sit there and binge watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as preseason football goes, you know, it's been from everything else that happens between February and August. You know, they televise so much of it, the combine, mini camp, training camp, summer camp. I don't care, like, all that stuff, anything rounds 2 to 7, of all that stuff they televise, I don't care. I like the first round of the NFL draft. But other than that, it's 6 months. You're just waiting for another football game. So when preseason football comes in, it's like, I'll take it. Whatever it is, I need my hit. Just send it straight into my veins. I just want football.
I don't watch quite as much TV as you, but you make mention of a show that's currently my favorite on HBO, The Leftovers. And you kind of
favorite show?
Well, yeah, right now it is. I mean, I'm a big fan of Boardwalk Empire, but right now I think The Leftovers is compelling. And in some respects, it's more compelling than some preseason football games.
Right.
No?
Well, I'll say I watched The Leftovers. I haven't seen the last episode. No spoilers.
Okay, I'll be careful.
But The Leftovers, it's just so, like, I'll say that it's more intriguing than most shows, but it's got to have some payoff towards the end of the first season. Otherwise, I'll just check it out because, you know, I get into these shows and I'm like, oh, maybe the next episode will be, like, the one where – but it doesn't – I don't know if The Leftovers necessarily – pulls me in. When it has like one of those episodes that they've had a few times this season where it's like they're introducing a character that has never even been discussed before, and then you get to see their story, that's sort of like Lost-esque, you know, and then it's like who is this person? I'm interested. What do they have to do with it? You know, what's happening? But at a certain point, just like with Lost, you're just like, okay, like, I get that there's a mystery. Give me something, you know.
Yeah.
Like Twin Peaks, it's like second season of Twin Peaks. We're like, okay, we're out. You know, you can only hold our attention for so long until we're going to give up to you. You know, it's like, you know, watching like last season's Falcons or something like that, where you're thinking at some point they're going to turn it around, and then they never do. And it's like, why did I just waste my time?
Are you, in fact, a Falcons fan, Kenneth?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I've never felt as good. You know, coming from me to you as a Bills fan, I'm a Seahawks fan, uh-huh. And I would happily welcome you into the club of, you know, sad, you know, perennial losers into perennial winners. It feels good to finally be a winner. And I root for the Bills as far as AFC goes. I like the Bills. But I also mentioned in my article that, it's another sad story when, you know, the Bills draft a good player and then he leaves in 4 years. I don't want to see that keep happening to you guys. I didn't like it when Jai Rutherford left. So for me personally, I'd like to see the Bills do well. But happily, I'm a Seahawks fan.
I got you. In fact, I've read some of your other stuff. You almost have like a man crush going on with Russell Wilson, right?
Oh, it's more than a man crush. It's man love. This is, you know, I have the Seahawks. I love Matt Hasselbeck, but we have, you know, I have respect for the guys that brought it in the beginning with Jim Zorn. But it's just pure, unadulterated love. Russell Wilson is the first real franchise quarterback that we've ever had in over 30 years. He's legitimate, and I believe that he's just on the beginning of, you know, what could be, you know, an all-time great career. He's had some of the, you know, not the all-time great career, but very few people have gotten off to this good of a start after 2 years, yeah. And it's not just the defense.
Again, back to the issue, why should people watch preseason football, Kenneth? I actually had a conversation with my adult son this morning who said, and he's a huge Bills fan, but he said, I can't really plug in yet to these preseason games. What would you tell him? Why should he pay attention? Why should any NFL fan pay attention to these preseason games?
Well, you know, it's, for me personally, it's just like with, you know, with television watching, I like to be plugged in. I like to be informed. I like to be the most informed guy. I'm a completist. I like to know as much as I possibly can. I think that, you know, when you come in to week one and, you know, some of these guys are going to be unknown stars that, like, if it's in your fantasy league or whatnot, you know, that it's this guy that comes in week one and you're like, I've never heard of this guy. You know, this is some of the stuff where it's like, this is how Jimmy Graham got started. This mm-hmm. is how, you know, some of these other guys got started, that people start the rumblings right now. This is the time when rumblings are starting. As a matter of fact, I'm drawing a blank right now, but you can fill it in for me. The Bills' number three running back coming up right now.
Bryce Brown?
Fred Jackson.
CJ Spiller, Bryce Brown, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's looking good.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you want to pay attention to. You know, I liked him in Philadelphia. There's some kinks to work out there. But anything happens to the one or the two, or if Marone just wants to work him in, you know, this is the time to take a look at Bryce Brown and see what's going on. This is the time to watch Sammy Watkins, you know, because guys like Sammy Watkins are going to get plenty of PT. They need to get warmed up, and you're going to see Sammy Watkins. He doesn't care if it's preseason, regular season. There's going to be some plays that just make your jaw drop. So I would definitely say that, you know, at least your favorite team, you know, you got to be tuning in every week. Get to know who these guys are so that when the regular season comes on, you're informed and you can talk about them and feel like the smartest guy in the room. That's my opinion.
I agree with your opinion. Kenneth, thank you very much for being on with us tonight. I enjoy your work in Rolling Stone, and maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Kenneth Arthur is a contributor, a writer for Rolling Stone, and he's got an article up that says, it's not TV, it's the NFL, and why you should watch preseason football. Pretty good stuff. Pretty funny stuff, too, his rationale for watching preseason football.